Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Princeton, University of Pennsylvania, and Yale. Those are the names of Ivy League universities that are often considered as the best America has to offer, and that's the topic we're going to discuss in this new episode of the Maywin Podcast. The Ivy League is a group of eight universities in the United States of America that was formed in 1945 after an agreement between the eight university presidents regarding the operations of each university's American soccer team. This agreement between the eight Ivy League members was later expanded in 1954 to include all sports. The term Ivy League was in use by the 30s. Picking on a tradition of planting ivy that took place at many universities during the 19th century. Every Ivy League school has its own set of characteristics and attributes that define its traditions as an institution. Harvard University, for example, has a tradition in which students run around naked before exam. Well, a degree from an Ivy League university will make you shine in the eyes of many employers simply because Ivy League universities generally represent the highest standards of academic excellence and offer great career opportunities for students. The Ivy Leagues are known for their dining clubs, secret societies, and graduation clubs. These are exclusive clubs that students join. Outside of these clubs, you have groups like fraternities, sororities, and a real business around what we call uni merchandising, which I will talk about in another episode of the Maywin Podcast. The reputation of your degree will open more doors than you can imagine. That's why an Ivy League education is the ultimate goal for hundreds of thousands of high-achieving high school students each year, and whether they're American or not. To this day, I still plan to go to Harvard, cause why not? That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Maywin Podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.